I wrote this as a response to the and during the Balkan conflict in the Clinton administration, and I was thinking about the fact that TV and radio signals go out into space infinitely, so that thousands of years from now, these images are still around, or hundreds of thousands, or millions of years from now, these images and signals are still out there. So if there was anyone alive in the universe, they could listen in on our TV after we had long been gone. And so I was thinking about that element when I wrote this poem called Aerial Photograph. Looking down, we can see that the fields are empty, that far off a house burns, that a rag of smoke unravels low over the ground and into a valley, where, too late for the harvest, some trees are ripe with abandoned apples. In the wide silence that has followed the bombs, a road runs by a barn to the edge of a lake, where the blackened spine of a bridge steams in the water. If we isolate one corner of the shot, a boat drifts uncertain in a gust of wind. Zoom in there, blow it up, and a man lies in the bottom. We do not know him, except that he is an enemy we did not yet kill. We are high up and far away, absorbed in the drone of the plane's engines, while beyond us or anything we can do or say, the man has become a signal orbiting our time, a series of waves reassembled, a set of features bombarding a screen, multiplied, scattered into living rooms, projected out into someone's future. Maybe on some planet, clinging to its fading sun, on the edge of a night, a sky we cannot imagine, he will be our desperate message and postscript. Artifact of our age, an iceman, the fear frozen on his face. We might wonder how they would judge us, how they themselves would be judged. The boat riding the waves past them, away from its beginnings, become light itself, become waves broadcast, scattered, nothing but waves.